Are my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Very fun episode for you. A little bit of a story time, crazy experience with a concierge physical therapist, but I promise you, you want to hear all this because I'm going to give you five things that will teach you to be a better doctor, grow your niche. We have the closing thought of the episode, no office talk. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go.
Welcome to Optometry, the Ultimate OD Podcast, building better doctors one episode at a time. Here's your host, optometrist and practice owner, Dr. Nick Lilly.
All right, my Ultimate ODs, I hope everyone out there is having a great 2023. Things are going awesome in my practice. I hope they're going well in yours. I mean, 2022, it was a little bit of an awakening, right? Things got a little slower compared to 21. 21, so much money out there. People were buying like crazy. Got a little real back in end of 2022. What's 2023 going to be like? What's the economy going to be like? We're going to kick butt. Do what you do. Value what you do. Do not be afraid. All right? Send me emails. DrLilly@theultimateod.com. Give us 5-star reviews. It helps us grow. I love hearing from you. Gives me juice and energy to keep doing this. Okay? We are growing. I'm looking at the numbers, getting better. I love hearing from you. That being said, we got a very, very fun episode for you today. It's going to be a little different. Now, listen to me. It's going to be different, but I promise you, stay with me till the end, and you're going to see how it connects, how it applies to optometry. So, let me tell you a story here. Back in 2014, right when, about the time I was going to get married. I got married in 2014. So 2013, me and my friends, how old was I then? Decade? I was just turning 30. All right? Decade ago. I look back now, man, I was in great shape. I was running like crazy, lifting, swimming, doing triathlons, like Olympics, going really well. Something crazy started happening though. When I get off the bike, so you do like a 20-mile bike, you get off and I go to run, and my calf would just start locking up. Things were not right. I'd have like a tear in my calf. It's weird, right? And then I'd get some neck issues. Now, like, was it stress? Was I not stretching? Long story short, tried everything. Went to physical therapy. Not the experience I really wanted it to be. Gave me a bunch of remedial things like, hey, do this and this. Like, they're having... I'm working my core like crazy, right? I'm in great shape. So I'm like, no, it's not that. They didn't really know. Kind of thought my legs weren't even. They'd pull a leg and be back to normal. So, okay, that's odd. Went to a chiropractor. Uneven legs. He confirmed it. So I'm like, all right, put a lift in my shoe. You know, fast forward to 2021. Started having kids. I had three, four kids and wasn't the same athlete I was. Those glory days of triathlons behind me. However, the neck pain, the sore joints, like calf, I couldn't even run. Just driving me nuts, okay? Well, getting ready to have child number four, like, that's it. Gotta start working out, doing something consistently. I knew I was having a son, and this is, maybe it's a mental thing, but I'm like, I gotta be strong. I don't know, I wanna lift, went after it. So slowly, but surely started lifting again, getting back into shape, feeling good, tried to run, and I felt like when I got fatigued, my calf would cramp up again, okay? Whatever, almost like it was going to tear, so I just put a lift in my shoe, moved on, started lifting, kind of cut the cardio, did a lot of rowing, like I like the row machine. Why am I telling all this? Well, I was doing good. Got on a program that was not created by me, like professional programs being made, and following them to a T, not doing my stupid thing. So I think one, probably overtrained and did it dumb. What I did when I was young, it's not what I could do when I was older. I was not great at programming, and I was very imbalanced and overtraining. All right, that being said, had about a year and a half doing awesome, no injuries, felt really good about how I was, like, hey, I figured it out. I just had to lift, not be my own worst enemy. Well, next thing that happens, I got a little sick. So not just like a cold, coughed really hard, and you know what I did? Like, hurt my neck again. From a cough. Are you kidding me? Am I like 50? No, I'm not even 40. But a hard cough threw my back out, and I was in pain. It was a bad week. I couldn't, like, lay down without pain. Sleeping was the worst. I could walk around and be okay when I was moving, but laying down was awful. And I said, I'm done with it. There's a concierge physical therapist. He's a doctor of physical therapy, movement science, works with athletes, works with all walks of life. And I'm like, dude, I need you to come and evaluate me. And he listened to his business model. So this is where it's going to get. I'm going to explain the journey and listen to what happens, and I'll connect the dots, right? So he's like, yeah, let me tell you how this works. So I charge $500 an hour. Initial visit is going to be 1 to 2 hours. You can pay in car. There's a 3% fee, or you pay in cash, check. And then we have programs we can go. I'll kind of give you what you have and, you know, give you my assessment, and then we'll go from there. I was like, all right, man, cool. Deal. When it comes to health, health is wealth. I will pay what it takes to find an answer. I felt like I was like pretty much better, but is there something underlying wrong with me that I was not addressing? I'm ready to seek help right now, right? I've tried it all. I've talked to everyone I could think of, not getting answers. This guy is an expert at what he does. Let's see what it is, okay? So he was awesome. He would have went to my office or came to my house. I'm like, come to my house. I don't want my staff seeing me doing all these crazy stuff. Thankfully, when you hear what happened, good. All right, he comes in. Where do you want to be? He's on time, and he's coming. He rushes in, him and his assistant, and they're like, where do you want? I'm like, let's go to the basement. Dog's not going to bother us. We get on. He goes down, and he's setting up. Why he's setting up? He's telling me exactly what he's going to do. We're going to do an assessment, see where you're at. I want to hear your case history. I want to do my assessment, and I want to see some functional mobile training. He's going 100 miles an hour. He is intense, but he is telling me what I need to know. He's doing these things. Like, he's measuring my biceps, my thighs, my ankles, like, all different. His is like, and he's explaining why he's doing it. If your biceps are different sizes and you have a nerve issue, you're going to have atrophy of the muscle. Oh, that makes sense. Going through, like, hey, take your shirt off. I want to measure this, move this. I'm like, all right, I'm taking my shirt off, got my socks and shoes off. He's looking at my bottom of my feet. Hey, you pronate a lot, don't you? You have a lot of callus on the outside of your foot. Yes, I guess I do. We might want to talk about that. As I'm going through explaining things that are like kind of the issue, I made sure to tell him my back is the biggest issue. I have some issues with my calf, tennis elbow, but I don't care about that. I know why I have that, right? Why is my neck hurting, right? Focus on that. So I'm focusing. He's like, all right, going, doing range of motion, movement analysis. By the end, this guy is literally sweating profusely, right? Like, he's knowledgeable. He's telling me everything, going to my level. I love his energy. I respect his game. But dude was, like, exhausted, right? He's giving me everything he got. And throughout, he's telling me about, like, you know, how he's worked with people with this before, what he has to fix this. You know, all the time I'm listening it, because I know I'm paying by the hour here. Like, well, how much is this therapy going to cost? This all sounds good. Back in my head, I'm like, Is it worth it? What are you finding? All right. And as he's going through, if there's any abnormalities, like, hey, that's a little different. Good here, good there. At the very end, you know, after doing everything, he's like, well, there's three things that are kind of happening. He's like, when I work with professional athletes, you know, as the quarterback's dropping back to throw, when he puts his leg down, if there's any kind of imbalance or lack of mobility in his ankle, because your ankle, your foot is the first thing to strike, as the force goes up, it is all a chain reaction. And because they might have a lack of mobility in their ankle, that's why they could get a shoulder bursitis in their arm when they're throwing. So it's all, I'm like, all right, I'll buy that, right? Sure. He's like, you know, everything's coming out pretty normal. You're strong and you're really tight on your right side, your ankle, your hip, and your shoulder, right? The muscle that you're pinpointing isn't really your trap, it's a rhomboid. All right, I'm taking all that. I'm like, this is awesome, right? No one's ever told me that physical therapy couldn't do this. But he's like, so what are the next options? You know, like, do you want, I can come up with a plan. I can do this. I'm like, I don't know. A plan would sound good. I can do it all on my own. But what is the problem? And he didn't have a definitive answer. Okay. He's like, let me come up with a plan for you. Let me take a look at your weight room, all this stuff. I'll cater your plan to this. He brought in a wedge. He's like, here, get a wedge. Use this. Let me show you one of the tips. And he showed me how to do this ankle mobility thing. And honestly, it's amazing. I do it. It works. Dude knew what he was talking about. All right. And then he's like, all right, left. And I'm like, all right, let me get your check. Give him the, it was an hour and a half, $750. Whatever. Worth it. Because now I know there's nothing major wrong with me. There's a few things that I can work on. But what did I just agree to? Right? Did I say you're going to come back and make a new plan for me? Am I going to pay for that? What not? So I emailed him or his assistant. And I'm like, hey, you know, hey, thanks. Very thorough. Can you let me know what the next steps are? And she's like, oh, we just got to get you scheduled to come up with a plan. I go, no. I aside from the plan, what are the treatments? What are the things? And this is the email. I'm going to read you the email to what he sent. And then we're going to break this down. And I'm going to apply everything he did to what we do. Okay? So, there's a lot of reading here. But listen, trust me, there's a purpose. Option one, you weren't satisfied with the session today. Discontinue utilizing our services. Option two, pay hourly as you go. Less than 5% of patients choose this. Collect payment at completion of each session. Typically rushed, budget friendly. Option three, purchase 12, 16, or 20 hours at a 10% discount. 40% of patients choose this. Pay at the next session in full. It allows me enough time to truly teach you. Use manual techniques. Ensure you are moving properly. Become confident in your home exercise routine. We will try to schedule 2 times per week over the course of 6 weeks for consistency. Option four, annual retainer. This is not an option at this time. 60% of our week is annual retainers, providing 2 to 6 hours weekly to clients. I have included the extensive objective findings from today's session in PDF below for your review. Prior to our next session, should you choose to move forward, I will write a comprehensive program that will address your main problem areas highlighted in the PDF in red. You will be billed 1 hour for our program development time plus whatever time is spent with you next session at $500 an hour if you choose the hourly pay-as-you-go option. There will be 4 separate programs that I write for you. Teaching this normally takes more than 1 hour with patients. Most of our patients struggle to perfect them with 12 hours. But I will attempt to demonstrate all of them and allow you to both experience them and video record them in our next meeting. We will need a minimum of 1.5 hours and still may not get through everything, but I will do my best. Please understand this is going to be a lot of information in one session. End of email. All right, that was a lot. So let me recap this. I had a problem. Sick of going to all the other people, not getting answers. Get this guy that is an expert. He does a very thorough in-home, you know, evaluation. Gives me all the data, and then here are the options that we have. Okay? What does this mean? How does this apply to us? I'm going to apply it to my dry eye center. All right? Whether you're doing sports vision, medical management of diseases, this all applies. All right? We do consults. I give a plan. Counselors go over the next options. We get them scheduled. So many parallels. Okay? To make this happen at a high level, you have to have expertise. All right? Let's look at the things that he did well. He was an expert. He had tons of energy. All right? He used the wisdom of the crowd. This is what I did with my professional athletes. This is what I do with my other patients. When he gave me that email, he's outlining. Less than 4% choose this. Less than 5% do this. 60% of our work is here. This is an option that's there. It's not available for you because we already booked up with this. So people are already doing it, right? Proof of concept. Couple of things with that. One, if I say no, he's really doing all this. I'm not his avatar. He wants to kick me to the curb, period. Are you willing to put your value, what you believe out there, and kick everyone else to the curb. If you can't pay my rates, that's fine. We're not the service for you. Also, notice in the beginning of his email, you know what? Even if I loved what he did, you know, if you weren't satisfied with today's session, discontinue using us. Oh, man, it's not like that. I loved what you did. I just don't see the value in the solutions, right? Or something, right? But he valued himself. He valued his time. He valued his expertise. I believe in him. It's a crazy business model. It'd be awesome if we could do that, right? But remember what I talked about last episode. Are you increasing volume or increasing your value? He's made his value well known. He's going to write up a plan for me, but guess what? I'm going to pay for that plan. Okay? Like, if I would have done another thing, minimum of 1.5 hours, so that's 750, minimum of an hour to develop my plan, that's 500. I'd be into him for 1,500 plus 2 grand for 2 sessions. That's what he values himself as. I paid the 750 and it was worth it, right? Good, right? He left me that pad and showed me an exercise. He gave me a free taste, a sample. All right, how can we do that? What can we do? Here, get the non-glare coating. Or, you know what? I'm going to do the first tear care treatment for you because I know you're going to get this. You're going to feel better and you're going to want to do it again. All right, period. Cool. What can you get for free to give them a taste, give them a preview of what the big picture is? Think about all the freemium models that are out there. You need a budget, that app. There's so many free desktop features, free computer programs, apps that you use. And if you want the higher level, you pay for it, right? Think about all the, like, Pandora, Spotify. You want ad-free stuff, you pay for it, right? Give people a taste and then show them how it could be better, all right? He knows his avatar. He knows his game. I respect him. He was awesome. So let's look at the 5 things you need to know to be on this level, with the last 2 putting you ahead of him, what he failed on. I'm going to break that down. Expertise, right? I had no doubt this dude knew his stuff. Great job of explaining, put it in terms I could understand, drop in professional athletes. When you're explaining a disease or a treatment to a patient, are you showing them that you know what you're talking about while talking at their level? This is crucial, right? When I'm talking about glaucoma, I try to explain it in a way that they understand. When I'm talking to a patient about why they're having inflammation in their lids because of their rosacea and how the blood vessels are creating inflammation and how that migrates up to the lids, they get it, right? I put it in ways they can understand. This is why we have to stop this. This inflammation is causing this to happen. The chain reaction that falls and goes forward. Okay? So expertise. You need to have it and be able to convey it in such a way that a layperson would understand. Energy. I guarantee you talk to my staff, you talk to my patients, how do I feel about dry eye? Right? Survey your staff. What do you guys believe in? They better give you the same answer, otherwise you're not putting out the right message. Culture. You create it. You have to have energy to have a great culture. Right? You love disease. This is what we do. I love helping this. I study about this all the time. What are you jacked up about? You have to have that same passion that dude had. He came, he brought it. I can tell this dude loves to talk about movement, all the things he does with it. No doubt in my mind he loved it. Do your patients say the same thing about you? Right? He was with me for 1.5 hours, sweating profusely at the end. He never let up. That's awesome, man. Now, realize you have to read the room. His energy, that intensity, would turn a lot of people off that weren't me. But that I'm a ex-athlete. He knows that I'm intense. And he brought it, and that's why I fed off of it. You have to have that kind of energy for your patient. So whatever that looks like, what are their pain points? How do you talk to them? How do you get them excited about the treatment, about what's going to happen for their vision because of what you're going to do for them? All right? People don't want, they want to buy it. They want the treatment. You just have to give them the reason to do it. What's the reason? Okay? Thoroughness. Now, this is a fine line. Like, literally, he was going through and having me, like, resist certain planes of motion. Like, he pushed on my shoulder and lift it up. He was pushing on my big toe forward, backwards, and measuring the strength. This is where I think we can go overboard at times. All right? Are we being incredibly thorough? Are we overkilling it? You know, at a certain point, as I'm going through that, I'm in his shoes, or I'm the patient at this point, and I'm like, is this, it's cool that you're getting that, and I can see how it might affect, does it really apply to me? Maybe, right? That's why I didn't question, but at the end of the day, my big toe had nothing to do with that, right? Some of the measurements, okay, I get it. Like, some of the exercises, sure. Could he have done a thorough, intense evaluation that I respected in less time? Right? He gets paid by the hour. All right, I get that. But at the same point, would I have trusted more of like, hey, this is what we got? I would have bleeded him the same amount. When it comes to dry eye patients, there's a lot of things. Like, there's the keratograph 5M series crystal clear report or whatever that is. It's like 5 pages. I got a 5-page report from him. I care about what's going on with my body. Do you think I looked at it once? No. He told me my weak points. Like, don't overkill your thoroughness. All right? We have to be thorough, but there's a certain point where you have to tone it down, because you're going to overwhelm the patient and they're going to hear nothing and you've lost them. They glaze over. This is taking too long. It's not worth the thoroughness. A few patients will eat that up and charge for it, right? The patients that don't, move on, get them what they need and to buy in with it, okay? It's always good for me to be on the patient side of things, because that was an eye-opening experience for when I'm dealing with my patients. I am using what I described to you to help me better communicate, give them what they need. With the same thing, like, when people are coming for dry evaluation, they're looking at IPL, tear care, that stuff. That's a high out-of-pocket cost, like he was trying to sell me. Am I giving them value? Am I giving them a reason? And that's where he fell short, all right? That is where he fell short. He was kind of, because we're doing all this thoroughness, etc., was he searching for other problems? Okay, I get it, yes, but I have my problem. Now, if he found another problem and he can tell me, this is why your neck hurts because of this, boom, you got me. But make sure you know what the patient's problem is, all right? I know what mine was. I tried my best to explain it. You know how a patient comes in and will give you a bunch of unrelated stuff that doesn't matter. However, he never shot my views down. He respected what I was saying. I even said, you know what? I'm not the professional. I'm giving you the best I got. This is from my research. He's like, yeah, but you are a medical professional. I trust your knowledge. I want to hear what you have to say. That gave him credibility. When a patient complains to you or is telling you their problem, don't discount it. You need to know where we're going. You know they'll guide you based on the first few things you hear, but make sure you're conveying. Now, I know that you're telling me your eyes are watering all the time. I believe the watering eyes is stemming, the root causes, from your eyelids. So by me looking at your eyelids, I will be able to give you a better explanation as to why this is happening, and I explain it further, right? But hear what they are saying. Half the time in a dry eye eval, my eyes aren't dry. They water all the time, or my eyes just burn, itch, they're red. Well, dry eye is a horrible, like, description. It is describing a symptom of an unstable tear film. The unstable tear film is giving you these symptoms, but it is in terms dry eye. Let me get you your specific cause and then we'll go from there. So make sure you strictly define the problem, right? He kind of did, but he kind of got off kilter. lost me a little bit along the way, right? So remember, where are we at this point? You need to have expertise, energy, be incredibly thorough, not overkill. Define the problem. Take their words, make it your own, but give them credence for what they're telling you. People want to be heard. Okay? The biggest thing he did wrong, in my opinion, for me, he did not define a solution. Okay? He's like, all right, I think I can do this. He kind of recognized in my evaluation of the thing that, all right, I don't think I'm going to get him to commit to this. I think the best I could do is maybe one more session and we'll go from there. He was very thorough. It was going to be something, but I was like, is it too much? Does he even know what's wrong with me? Because he never came out and said, it is your rhomboid. It is this. Now again, under promise and over deliver. Right? You don't want to be the snake oil salesman that says you can cure everything with this. However, you can be like, when I look at your eyes, you have a ton of intelligent changes on your eyelids. You have inflammation and obstruction. We are going to attack those two things. The tear care, the IPL. The IPL is going to stop the inflammation, get rid of those abnormal blood vessels. It's going to help those glands function better. That will open up the glands. You'll have less obstruction. And we're going to kill all that unwanted bacteria, which will also help with the inflammation. The tear care treatment is going to open up those glands, so we will remove the obstruction. Inflammation and obstruction. Those are the reasons why you are having these symptoms. That's what my treatment plan is going to address. If you would have came out and said, you have neck pain because your ankle is less mobile. Every time you step, run, do these certain things, it is throwing your hip out of whack, which is throwing your back and your neck out of this. We do these three things for the course of 6 months. It's going to take a little bit there, but we will get you there and we'll go from there, right? I would have bought in and then we would have saw there was treatment or whatnot. And you're like, hey, that's where we're at. You're not responding. You can make that definitive statement. This is my plan of action. This is what I believe in. This is how we're going to treat this and have it adjust as you go, right? That can happen. But define the problem, define your solution. Believe it, make them believe it, make it simple, right? I had a glaucoma patient. He had a lot of anxiety talking to me about this and that. Am I a little young for this? He's 32. Yes, he has glaucoma, okay? But he's like, aren't I a little young? I'm like, you're one of the younger patients that I would have with this. He goes, well, what if it's not glaucoma? What else would it be? Well, it's an optic neuropathy of some sort. Your OCT is showing thinning, right? Well, what other optic neuropathies are there? I'm like, I believe you have glaucoma. That's why we're treating you. And he just super anxiety ridden, right? I'm like, hey, let's refer you out to another glaucoma specialist, get a second opinion. And he had anxiety about that. But I was of the mindset, let's get a second opinion. Glaucoma specialist. Yes, I agree with everything that Dr. Lilly is doing. He can manage you. Go from there. Keep it simple. Because the patient kept asking questions, and I'm not one to lie, right? I'm going to tell him, I told him all, I gave him the answers. Yes, this, yes. And you know what that did? Because of who he was, it made it more complicated for him. We don't want to lie to our patients. We can't lie to our patients. However, tell them what you think, and there's that fine line. You never tell them everything you know. But this is what you have. This is a solution, and we go from there. As you get new information, as they respond and react, we change our course. Period. But have those things. Those are the things you can do that I took from that experience and applied it to optometry to what we do. Those five things will make you great for any specialty niche you want to grow. Even in the day-to-day operations of what you're doing, this matters. Right? Take it for what it's worth. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh, where has the time gone? We're to the closing thought of the episode. And today, I will leave you with this sobering thought. All right? One of the biggest reasons why practices don't grow, they don't scale, why they get stuck in a rut is because of YOU. You. Me. Right? One of the most sobering experiences that I had was realizing that the biggest thing holding me back was myself. That I wouldn't delegate, I wouldn't let other people have authority to make decisions, to get my plate less full with the garbage and more full with the things that I needed to be doing as the CEO of the practice. All right. Talking to a good friend of mine, and he was telling me he had a meeting with his accountant, and his accountant was like, why in the world are you the person reconciling things in QuickBooks still? He's like, I know, but I just care that much. We think it's a superpower. That's the problem with us as optometrists. We've always had to just rely on ourselves, and our skills, abilities, etc. have got us to this point. We are very, very stinking good at what we do. We are driven. We're focused. We have climbed mountains. However, to get you where you want to go, you cannot do what you've done in the past. What got you here won't get you there. Okay? Make sure that you're not standing in your own way and justifying it as no one else can do it as good as me. Well, that's probably true, but does it have to be done as good as you to be successful? Chew on that. That's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.
We want to thank you for listening to today's episode and hope that you found a pearl to apply to your practice. We believe as a community, there is much wisdom to be shared. So if you have questions, suggestions, or requests, we want to know. Feel free to reach out to us via social media and leave a comment or email us at theultimateodpodcast@gmail.com so we can make this podcast even better for you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll catch you again next week.